Word for word, Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
The great sage Maitreya continued. Iti. Thus. Upaharitam.
Being spoken.
Akarnya.
Hearing.
Bhagavan Narada. The great personality Narada. Tada, thereupon. Prita, being pleased. Pratyaha, replied. Tam, him. Balam, the boy. Sadvakyam, good advice. Anukampaya, being compassionate. Translation in Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued. The great personality Narada Muni, upon hearing the words of Dhruva Maharaj, became very compassionate towards him. And in order to show him his causeless mercy, he gave him the following expert advice. Please repeat the translation. The great sage Maitreya continued. The great personality Narada Muni, upon hearing the words of Dhruva Maharaj, became very compassionate towards him. And in order to show him his causeless mercy, he gave him the following expert advice. Purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada. Since the great sage Narada is foremost spiritual master, naturally his only activity is to bestow the greatest benefit upon whoever he meets. Dhruva Maharaj, however, was a child. And so his demand was also that of a playful child. Still, the great sage Narada became compassionate towards him. And for his welfare, he spoke the following verse. Since it's a very small purport, so we'll also do the text number 40. Text 40, Narada Uvacha, Jananya Bhiti Pantaha Savai Nisreya Yasyate Bhagavan Vasudevastam Bhajatam Pravarnat Manaha. Translation. The great sage Narada told Dhruva Maharaj, the instruction given by your mother Suniti to follow the path of devotional service to the Supreme Personality Godhead is just suitable for you. You should therefore completely absorb yourself in the devotional service of the Lord. Purport by Srivangdaya Srila Prabhupada. Dhruva Maharaj's demand was to achieve the abode even greater than the Lord Brahma's. Within this universe, the Lord Brahma is supposed to be the most exalted position. For he is the chief of all demigods. But Dhruva Maharaj wanted the realm beyond him. Therefore, his desire was not to fulfill, was not to be fulfilled by the worshipping any demigods. As described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the benediction offered by the demigods are all temporary. Therefore, Narada Muni asked Dhruva Maharaj to follow the path of recommended by his mother to worship Krishna, the Vasudeva. When Krishna offers anything, it is beyond the expectation of the devotee. Both Suniti and Narada Muni knew that, and knew that the demand of Dhruva Maharaj was impossible for any demigod to fulfill. And therefore, both of them recommended the following the process of devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. Narada Muni is referred to here as Bhagavan because he can bless any person just as if the Supreme Personality of Godhead can. He was very pleased with Dhruva Maharaj and he could have at once personally given whatever he wanted, but that is not the duty of the spiritual master. His duty is to engage in the discipline of discipline in proper devotional service as prescribed in the Shastras. Krishna was similarly present before Arjuna, and even though he could have given him all facility for victory over the opposing party without a fight, he did not do so. Instead, he asked Arjuna to fight. In the same way, Narada Muni asked Dhruva Maharaj to undergo devotional discipline in order to achieve the desired result. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshura Militanmena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadate Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padikamlam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpatur Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we hearing this, in this section of Bhagavatam, very wonderful activities of Dhruva Maharaj, who is a very exalted devotee. Thus far, Dhruva Maharaj has been insulted by his mother, and being a Kshatriya, he is very he has been hurt. So his desire, because he could not sit on the lap of his father, he wanted to have the kingdom even greater than his father or great grandfather. So in order to achieve his desire, indirectly by his stepmother Suruchi was told to take birth from her womb. And she also instructed to take and go and pray to Lord Vishnu or Krishna in order to have take birth as her son. And in that frustration and that anger, he went to his mother Suniti, and Suniti also said the same thing, because he's helpless. Only person who can help Dhruva Maharaj was Lord Krishna. So that's what she instructed. She said, you have to go and pray and worship the Lord Krishna, our Vishnu. So Narada, the Dhruva Maharaj goes to forest. In the forest, by the mercy of arrangement of the Supreme Lord, Narada Muni comes in the picture. So he initially tests Dhruva's determination. What does he tell him? What did Narada Muni tell Dhruva Maharaj initially? So he tells Narada Muni, you're just a small 5-year-old kid. It's for you, it's time to play. You should go back home. But As we heard, Dhrumara said, "No, I've been pierced by this very harsh words of my stepmother, and on top of that, his father didn't even care or do anything." So he declares that what he wants, he wants the kingdom greater than his father. Who's his father? Who's Dhrumara's father? Uttanapad. And who's Uttanapad's father? Swayambhu Manu. And Swayambhu Manu's father is Brahma. So he wants the kingdom even greater than his great grandfather. Brahma, he is the chief in the universe. He's the controller of the chief of this universe. So that's the whole kingdom of Brahma, is the whole universe. So he wants the kingdom even greater than Lord Brahma. So knowing the determination of Dhruva Maharaj, Narada Muni tested everything. As a spiritual master, he tested, and then he sees the determination on Dhruva Maharaj. So now he started to instruct Dhruva Maharaj. This is where we are at the moment. In one of the points Prabhupada makes in a purport, that because Dhruva Maharaj's desire or demand was so big, none of the demigods is in a position to fulfill that desire. Because demigods can give you what within the power, within the universal. Because his demand is higher than this universe, therefore demigods are out of the picture. Because they can only give you, grant you a benediction that is within the universe. But the desire of Dhruva Maharaj is beyond that. So therefore, who can provide that? Who can grant that boon? Is Lord Vishnu or Krishna only. So, today, I thought was, because the purport also is about the Narada Muni, I thought of just giving some of the highlights of the personality Narada Muni. So Narada Muni is as we know, one of the 12 Mahajan. The responsibility or the duty of the Mahajans is to teach the Dharma in the universe. So he is the authorized personality to teach this Dharma to and the devotion service and the principles of Dharma. So the 12 Mahajans are Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Pralado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balir, Vayasakam, Vayam. So Swayambhu is the Lord Brahma, Narada. The second personality is mentioned as Narada Muni. Sambhu is Lord Shiva. Kumara, four Kumaras. Kapila, Lord Kapila Dev. Manu, Swayambhu Manu. Pralado, the devotee, the Maharaj, Pralad Maharaj. Janaka, the King Janaka. Bhishma, our great grandfather Bhishma. Bali, the Bali Maharaj. Vyasaki, Sukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. These are the 12 Mahajans. So Narada Muni is one of these great Mahajan or the personality to establish the principles of devotion service. They are the authorized personalities. And in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna himself says, when he describes the opulence in the 10th chapter, he says, Devarshi naam cha Narada. Amongst the rishis, the great personalities, as the He is Narada. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when the 24 incarnations mentioned, Narada is also one of them. Narada is also one of the Satyavesh avatar of personality of Godhead. So he is not the ordinary personality, he is the great devotee, and he's also one of the 24 incarnations mentioned in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sorry, second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, he is also sometimes refers, almost given the title as Bhagavan. Even in this verse, today's verse, it says, Bhagavan Naradas Tada. This is referred to because is Narad Muni is such an exalted personality. What is Krishna in Prabhupada mentions? Narad Muni is referred to as here is Bhagavan because he can bless any person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan refers, and normally it's the title for the Supreme Personality Godhead who possesses all six opulences in full. As a respect, because these great personalities, sometimes even Brahma, Lord Shiva or Narad Muni is also refers to as a Bhagavan because they are very exalted personalities. And Narad Muni also comes in he's the second personality in our sampradaya. Brahma, our sampradaya begins with Lord Brahma. And Narad Muni is the second personality that receives it comes in a line of our sampradaya. Narad Muni is also guru for so many great personalities. And throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the wonderful personalities. And most important is the Vyasadeva. He is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva compiled whole Vedic literatures, our Vedas, Puranas, Itihas, and including the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, who is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva? He is Narad Muni. So when Vyasadeva have finished compiling all the Vedic literatures, including the Vedas, Puranas and everything, he was not fully satisfied. At that point, the Narad Muni comes in and instructs Vyasadeva. You have not glorified the Lord, the Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Therefore, the satisfaction of compiling all these Vedic literatures is not fully. You're not feeling satisfied. And then Narad Muni instructs him to compile Srimad Bhagavatam in order to glorify the personality of Godhead. So he is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. He is the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. As we're hearing, that Dhruva Maharaj, he's going to give very special instructions and prayers and description of Lord Vishnu. And he teaches all the whole science of how to attain or how to meditate on the Paramatma. So he's also the spiritual master of Dhruva Maharaj. He's also the spiritual master of anybody you can think. Prahlad Maharaj is another great devotee. He's also a spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. As we just heard mentioned a couple days in the class, that Prahlad Maharaj received the instruction in the womb. He was not even born. And Narad Muni gives him instruction, so he's a spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. Narad Muni is also the spiritual master of Yudhishthira Maharaj. In the seventh canto, Narada Muni instructs Yudhishthira Maharaj. He's also gives the instruction to King Chitraketu in the sixth canto. Yeah, King Chitraketu. He also the spiritual master of Valmiki. Valmiki wrote a whole Ramayana. So the Narada Muni is also a spiritual master of Valmiki. He's also list goes on. He's Pracheta, Prahlad Maharaj, and also the Hariyaswas and the sons of Prachetas, Hariyaswas, Daksha. Hariyaswas and Savalaswas. He's also a spiritual master. So in that way, he's constantly going and preaching. That's his main task. He's empowered to travel anywhere he wishes. I think from the history we can understand there's few personalities, but he's one of the personalities that has got access to both material and spiritual world. He can travel to a spiritual world at any time he wishes to. Imagine the power, imagine the benediction he's got. Not many personalities have, including Brahma. Brahma even doesn't have access to the spiritual world. But Narada Muni can enter and go to the spiritual world and have a personal audience to the Lord. This is Narada Muni. Even Lord Brahma doesn't have that power. Even any other demigods, they cannot go to the abode. In fact, he's one of the personality that he can also go to the inter-universes. Whereas our demigods and all the Brahma and everybody, they can travel between the universe, but Narada Muni has got a power, spiritual world and the material world, including the other universes. Is that right, Prabhu? So that's the glories of Narada Muni. That's the power of Narada Muni. In Linga Puran, Narada Muni, the Lord Krishna himself gives him this bina he carries, that instrument he carries. In Linga Puran, he mentioned that Lord Krishna personally gifted this bina to him. He takes this bina as the representative of Krishna. Directly, it's like having a deity. This is his. So he carries this all the time, and he plays this instrument. So this was gifted to him by Lord Krishna himself, as a gift, because he's such a wonderful, such a great person, devotee. So this is given to him by Krishna. In the pastimes, pastimes in Ramayana, pastimes in Lord Krishna. He comes in there also. As when Kamsa when Lord Krishna was to appear before that at the marriage of Devaki and Vasudev, it was predicted that the sons of Devaki would, eighth child of the Devaki would kill Kamsa. So Kamsa imprisoned Devaki and Vasudev, and then in order to save the life of Devaki, Vasudev promised that he will give all the children to him, so he could do whatever he wants. So when the children were born from Devaki, so the prediction was that the eighth child would kill him. So he gives the children back to Vasudeva and said, the eighth child will kill me. So Narada Muni, in order to instigate the Krishna's appearance quicker, and then Narada Muni goes to Kamsa and said, hey, you've been tricked. How do you know when the eighth child, well, these demigods are very tricky. How do you know this is going to be this first one, or the last one, or the eighth one? If you were to count eight on your fingers, now depending on where you start, it could be any of the eight could be eighth. So therefore, you shouldn't spare. So this is Narada Muni's. If you start to count from here, this will be the first one, and then this will be the eighth one. So if you were to count from this one, the number eight will be different. So like that. So don't trust. Just whatever. And so Narada, and of course this is to not to bring Lord Krishna's pastime quicker. He's instigating that. So similarly, in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, many instances he takes part. One of the another thing he does was he goes and describes the beauty of Krishna to Rukmini to instigate and then to get attraction. So like that, he also goes to Dwarka to witness the how wonderfully Lord Krishna is interacting with his queens. In when he goes to Dwarka, he sees Lord Krishna with different queens. He has expanded himself into 16,108 different forms, and each palace he's doing a different activity. Somewhere he will be having a rest, somewhere he will be taking prasadam, somewhere he will be playing with his children. So Narada Muni is the blessed personality. He can witness all this. We didn't have, or not everybody who has been granted the bless to witness such a wonderful pastimes in Lord Krishna. So Narada Muni can witness this thing. Narada Muni is also as one of the pastimes of Narada, the cursing of Nalakubera and Manigriva. Out of compassion, in order to the break the false pride of Nalakubera and Manigriva, Narada Muni curses them. Even though he's cursing, so what is the at the end? It is a benediction, because they get to see Lord Krishna. This is the compassion of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, even though they maybe it seems like they're giving a little punishment, the actual punishment is a benediction at the end of the day. Narada Muni even get cursed in Srimad Bhagavatam in the sixth canto again. He's been cursed by a daksha. Why? Because he's preaching. His first 10,000 sons, they were told to go and do the austerity. They were ordered by a father, daksha, to do a austerity. So when they were performing austerity, Narada Muni goes and preaches to them, and it converts them into being a brahmachari, joining the ashram So, so first time he does it, second time he doesn't, the daksha curses him. He said, "You, Narada Muni, have taken all my sons away. They were supposed to procreate and expand the universe. Instead, you make them a brahmachari. You're stopping my task." So therefore, he curses them to, "You cannot stay in one place longer than the time that takes to milk the cow in one place." Would that be right, bro? So that's a small, very small period. You can only stay for one place as long as it takes to milk a cow. So therefore, he cannot stay. So he has to continually move on and just preach the glories. That's the, so even those, he takes it on, and then he's, he doesn't take that curse and then counter curse them. So he accepts that through those curses. That's the humility of the Vaishnava. And some of the great work of the Narada is Narada Bhakti Sutra. That is the all teachings on path of devotion service is on the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada Pancharatra, and also there is a Narada Smriti. That is the similar teachings on dharma. They will be primarily on dharma. Narada's Bhakti Sutra and Narada Pancharatra, they are all devotion service, how to do a devotion service. He's also compiled a Narada Smriti, which is the book on the religious principle, the dharma of the living entity, how they should be conduct themselves. It's more in the dharma. So also there is a Narada Purana as well. So Narada Muni, in his previous life, he was a Gandharva. Gandharva by the name Upabharana, Gandharva. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam. When he tells his past life, this is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he was a Gandharva. One of his skill or thing was to sing. He's a very good singer. So, even mentioned that he was so good and in singing, the women of the Gandharva Loka were just constantly attracted to him. Once, all the Prajapatis, including Brahma and everybody, they were together. In that assembly, he glorified different demigods, where in the assembly of great personalities, he was meant to glorify Lord Krishna. Instead, he just glorified in the mundane, in a very low grade, different demigods. So he was cursed to become a Sudra in his next life. So then he takes birth as in mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, that he takes this son of maidservant. And as we know that he was the maidservant. He was living with his mother, and he had an opportunity to serve. When the Vedantis or the great personalities, they were traveling, and during Chaturmasya they happened to stay at his place. So at that time he was able to serve these great Vedantis personalities. So by their mercy he was able to purify. And meanwhile, He was serving them. He was honoring in prasad. He got purified. And meanwhile, his mother got bitten by a snake and died, and he was just left by himself. Because the mercy of these great Vedantis and the devotees, he knew what to do to the next. So he travels. Of course, he travels into a forest, and then he performs a tapasya. And he gets the darshan. Paramatma, Lord Vishnu, comes and gives him a quick glimpse of darshan, and he disappears. And he wanted to see this great person, the Lord Vishnu again, but Lord said, no, not this lifetime. Now you have had my darshan, and you with that hankering, you just continue on. So he can either continue the devotional service in that by lifetime. So this all takes place in previous kalpa. In this kalpa, so he becomes a son of Lord Brahma. Because right in the beginning, this kalpa, kalpa means the day of Lord Brahma, when the creation takes place, the Narada is one of the first one of the first receipts that he appears. So this takes place in this kalpa. So this is the previous life of Narada. That's how Narada becomes a Narada Muni, as now we have. So maybe he's a Narada Muni also comes in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. In Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he comes as Srivas Thakur. So he, where in Srivas' house, Lord Chaitanya first has the Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He starts the Yuga Dharma from the place from Srivas Thakur's house. And there also the Mahaprabhu exhibits his Mahaprakash Leela, where he shows to specific devotees, some selected devotees, that he shows his actual the godhood, the form, or Lord, how is Lord Krishna, he's also Vishnu. He shows that Mahaprakash in the opulence, the Lord Chaitanya as Mahavishnu and different personality. He sees the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. So that takes place in the house of Srivas Anga, and the house of Srivas. So this is just a glimpse on the Narada Muni, who Narada Muni is. Narada Muni is a very great personality. And so Dhruva Maharaj is the fortunate soul that has this great personality as a spiritual master. Prabhupada mentions that Narada Muni, all the representatives, to all the spiritual masters, they are representatives of Narada Muni. Any spiritual master that gives a diksha or shiksha, they are representative of Narada Muni, because Narada Muni is one of the Adi Guru, one of the great. So any personalities, they are our spiritual masters, also representative of Narada Muni. So we should equally feel the fortune that we come into the line of Narada Muni, and he's such a wonderful, such a great devotee, and we all feel the power that coming from Narada Muni to us. So it's we as in the devotees and or born any devotees born in the Kali Yuga should not waste any time, because the time is very precious. Time is that we have this opportunity to be part of this lineage and opportunity to serve the personality of Godhead. This is a goal of a life. This is what our acharya has given, saying that we should be serving the personality of Godhead and get out of this cycle of birth and death. In discussing of the time, I was just reading a very nice section in BTG. I thought I was just sharing also with you that how the time is powerful, and we should utilize the time. It says, time never rests, never sleeps. Even our battery of the clock is stopped, the time doesn't stop. Time moves on, never rests, never sleeps, moves on. Never, and time can be never bribed. Or we can please by offering any gifts to the time. Or sweet words. Nor we can also allure by someone's beauty. Nor any military power force can stop the time. And time cannot touch that or taste. Touch, taste, smell, see, hear, it is invisible. Time. Extremely subtle. It is all powerful. All powerful people in the past had to surrender to it. Yeah, all the great Hiranyakashipus, Ravan, and all the great personality have all the power in the universe, but in front of time, they are destroyed. Time can burn the sun, dry up the ocean, curse the Himalayas to powder, has a power to take away everyone's body from them. Never loses its patience, but it carries out all its tasks. But it is fully under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi Lokashayak Krita, means I am the time that destroy all the planets. So time is under the control of the Personality of Godhead. So we should utilize our time to serve the Personality of Godhead. So I'd like to end here. If anybody has got a questions or comments or... yes, well, that's fine.
In the first canto of Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni approaches Lord Brahma, he asks Lord Brahma if there's something more supreme than Lord Brahma. So then it seems like Narada Muni actually, he doesn't know about the spiritual world and about other universes. So when did he get the power to travel to those places? And how did he get it?
When exactly? I haven't found the reference. In course of time, or is he because now he's become a Narada Muni, he's become a devotee. Exactly when he received that power, I am unable to comment. I'm not sure myself. But in Chaitanya Manga, there's a description how Narada Muni is able to go to spiritual world, and there are many descriptions, of course, one that just comes into my mind, that he goes to the spiritual world and he presents the sufferings of the people of Kali Yuga. And at that time, Lord Krishna actually gives him the darshan of, as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he will come to in the Kali Yuga, he will be appearing as Lord Chaitanya. He gives him that darshan. And Narada Muni is also able to that same, that message, he goes around to the universe, goes to Brahma, goes to Lord Shiva, and he broadcasts that Lord Chaitanya is coming as Lord Chaitanya. He will be appearing in the Kali Yuga, and Lord Krishna himself. So when he got this power to travel between this, I'm not sure. But yeah, you're right. As in the first canto, he does ask. So I've seen you creating, and who is giving you that power? Are you the supreme? That's his question, correct? And Lord Brahma says, no, I'm not the supreme. I get the power from Krishna. That's the whether he at that time whether he did not have the power and the ability to know that, I'm not sure. Maybe Gopamandeshwar might be able to comment.
Mentioned that he was
That's Brahma.
No, Brahma.
Oh, he's saying the when the Narada Muni got that power to be able to.
Brahma gets the story from the Lord. Then he instructs Narada Muni about the Supreme Lord.
That probably technically that might be the time. So I'll be.
So was that birth is a Shuddha? Was it in this Brahma, this lifetime of Brahma, or was it different lifetime?
Same Brahma, different Kalpa. Kalpa means the previous day of Brahma.
So at the end of this lifetime of Brahma, what will happen to Brahma?
He's now become eternal. He will continue as devotee. Of course, he will not be perished. He will be continuing the service as Narada Muni, or I'm not sure the different role. I'm assuming it is Narada Muni's role. He's going to be continuing. He's eternally. In BTC, I was reading an article about Narada Muni. It says he's an eternal spaceman. As we know in ISKCON, that's what it says. Eternal is spaceman. So eternal. So you could, yeah. Yes.
And when Narada Muni gave the kingdom to Dhruva because he had, so why didn't he give Dhruva the kingdom? Why did he told Dhruva to go to worship Krishna and then get the kingdom?
So the question is, why did Narada Muni has a ability and power to give a kingdom to Dhruva? Why didn't he directly give him? Instead, he asked him to do a tapasya and then get it from Lord Vishnu. Is that the question? Yes, Narada Muni is a devotee. He has even though he has got a power, he may not have a power to give the kingdom beyond or the bigger than universe or greater than Lord Brahma. But he is able to give a special power to his power, but he wants to give that credit to Lord Krishna. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality, Godhead. That is the right way to do. As a spiritual master, they give all the power to Krishna. Their spiritual duty, as Prabhupada mentioned in Prabhupada, the duty of a spiritual master is to direct disciple to Krishna, not become Krishna. So that's why he instructs him to do a please Lord Vishnu in order to get what he wants. Yeah?
I have one more question.
Yes.
Is there somebody bigger than Brahma?
So the question is there is somebody bigger than Brahma? Yes. That is, you should know that, Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. They're higher than, and the Brahma gets all the power from Lord Vishnu. So Brahma, Lord Vishnu or Krishna is more higher than Brahma. Yes.
I have two questions, Prabhuji.
The Lord gifted the Veena to Narada Muni. What is the story behind this? The question is, the Narada Muni got a gift, Veena, as from Lord Krishna. Why did he get the Veena?
What was the story behind
it? What is the story? I haven't read that actually. I just read the reference. This article was in the BTG, and that is a reference that. Reference as a Linga Purana, it is mentioned. I haven't read the Linga Purana, it's not mentioned in detail. So, that Lord Krishna gives him this gift. In what occasion, in what reference, it's not mentioned, so I'm not sure. But it does mention is that it's given to this Veena by Lord Krishna to him. So, in whether he was doing specific task or duty and then he could receive this gift, I'm not sure. It's just a technical detail, I'm not sure.
I have a second question.
Yeah.
My second question is that wherever the Lord is, bad things are not there. But if the Lord is in the heart, lost, anger and greed, why all these things are also in the heart?
So the question is, Lord is in the heart, and why also in the same place we have lust, anger, greed also residing in the heart? Very good question. Yeah. Lord, wherever there is Lord, all these bad things shouldn't be there, right? Isn't it? Yeah, you got me there. I'm not sure. One of the reasons, this is how it is designed. We have a body, we have a senses, we have a heart, and then Krishna has placed these vices also in our heart. Sometimes we forget because they're living close by. That's why we come into illusion, because we have pride, envy, greed, anger. All those, they overpower, and then they cover the real personality who's next to it, sitting. But technically, why is Lord Krishna has put in the heart? I'm not sure. It's in the past, Lord Krishna. Krishna will know. I'm not sure. Yes, Pooji.
I was just thinking Krishna fulfills our desires. So even if we want to forget Krishna, that's also Krishna's power to let us forget him. So he puts all these different coverings on us and illusion. Because we wanted to forget Krishna, then in order to do that, he, you know, put us into illusion so we can try to enjoy it. And so we get out of this three goodness of the energy, and then we get lost, grieving, and so on, in order to kind of fulfill our desire. So it's just our desires that we have these things in our heart. It's not that Krishna will be there to punish us.
Yeah, it's of course it's created and then placed by Krishna. So we can be easily covered. We have this desire to be Lord. Lord said, okay, we can be the Lord. We can be covered also with this different vices. Yeah. Okay, any other questions? Okay, we'll end here. So, Granth Raja Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Narada Muni ki jai.